Mixed Mornings.
That's right. Or school in the kids' case.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Kyle's on vacation right now. He's in Puerto Rico enjoying himself. Meanwhile, Sarah and I are back at our jobs. But Sarah, you're kind of doing a double duty here.
I am.
You're at work, but then once you get off work, it's staycation.
It is. My son is on a modified year-round schedule. So he's 7 and it's his second week of spring break, and I am acting as his spring break Sherpa and showing him around Raleigh.
Before you get into some of the details of what you've been doing, which I think a lot of people who are taking staycations, which staycations are awesome.
They really are.
A lot of people can learn from what you're doing with Luca. You'll share those details in a second, but real quick, we have Well-Traveled Child coming on with us.
I'd love to get some advice.
Here in about 90 seconds, we will talk to Well-Traveled Child, 45,000 followers on Instagram.
No big deal.
She'll give some of her top locations for you and Luca to visit and anybody else listening to visit on their staycation. But first and foremost, Sarah, what have you been doing with Luca?
Well, when we had the gross cold rainy day earlier this weekend, we baked a cake, which was pretty good.
Awesome. I saw the cake on our Facebook page, and I had some yesterday. The cake portion was good. The frosting,
I messed it up. I'm still working on baking.
Why was it lumpy?
Because I didn't melt the chocolate before I put it in the mixer.
That's why it tasted sandy?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's okay. No.
The rest of it was good,
but
though.
The cake portion was awesome.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. What else have you guys done?
Yesterday, we did a double whammy. I got home, and we went to Durant Nature Preserve, which is not too far from our house. Did some hiking and some exploring.
Cool.
And then after that, Luke is like, can we go to Adventure Landing? And I was like, it's 2:00. Yeah, let's do that. So we drove over to Adventure Landing, played putt-putt, and hit up the arcade for a little while.
Nice.
And then was home for dinner.
We have the Well-Traveled Channel. Why do I always say that?
Well, because she's got so much content on her Instagram page. It's pretty much a channel.
I'm so sorry, Dominique. We have the Well-Traveled Child.
There you
follow
go.
Her on Instagram. Dominique, I know you're a big hiker. You probably have some more suggestions in that realm.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's really fun to be a tourist in your own city. And some of the things you can do right off the bat is to download the app called All Trails. And I never used it until about a year ago, and I regret not having it sooner. But it gives you top trails nearby, best family trails, trails with the best views. I had no idea Raleigh had so many different trails and so many different options. But it's a great way to get outside and explore different areas that you've never seen before.
Wow. Hold on. I'm downloading that right now.
They have trails that are just paved. And there is historic Yates Mill County Park, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. And it has some great trails, but my favorite part is that it's right near Howling Cow Creamery, which in my opinion has the best ice cream. You know, I'm an NC State grad, but my personal favorite around here is Dorothea Dix Park. You just can't beat that view of the skyline. And we usually pack a picnic lunch and stay there for a while. Bring a frisbee. It's a huge open area. And then we usually go to the farmer's market afterwards for some homemade dessert. And we pick up a few plants for the garden. You can see a trend. I really like desserts. There's ice cream.
I love that everything has ended in ice cream.
So have, like, you know, the farmer's market restaurant right there.
And then finish it off with some ice cream, of course.
Bye.
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 Lots of ice cream.
If only hiking wasn't so awful.
Oh, it's fun.
It's not. It's punishment. It's not a leisure activity.
With Luke and I, we have a good time.
I bet you do. And the ice cream truck can't even make it up the trail, so there's not even a chance for ice cream
in
this.
We're not going to the Grand Canyon.
I'm just saying.